Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
ESABC, they blacklist me every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. I have been blacklisted by the SABC more than it's normal. Advocate Stephanie Fick, who is the Executive Director at Accountability Division at the Organization for Undoing Tax Abuse, joins us this morning. Can the SABC blacklist us for outstanding payments on TV licenses?
A short and sweet answer, no, because there are not. In terms of the, in terms of legislation, what you owe the SABC is not a debt, so they can't blacklist.
They owe me money. Do you know how much time they've stolen of mine, looking for something decent to watch? They owe me money, actually.
You know what? Can I give you a different view?
Please.
I know that there's a lot of going around. What on the SABC is crap and we can't watch anything. And if you just look at, say, capture and the amount of non-accountability and the money that was lost, why do I still need to pay my TV license? We must just be conscious of the fact that, firstly, radio, there are people that and I listen to radio, so I am prepared to pay my TV license.
You're actually
just
right.
For the fact that I can listen to radio. And then in our rural areas, SABC, the TV, is the only access they have to news, to soapies and all of that. So when people complain about the content, yes, and I want to say that because you live in a rural area, you shouldn't be happy with the content that...
I know you're not saying that. What you're saying is actually valid. You're saying that it actually has an important role to play in South Africa, and there are two areas that you're highlighting. One is radio, and the other is bringing news and entertainment to people who otherwise wouldn't have access to it.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly, yeah.
That said, should that not simply be funded out of the regular tax amounts?
Yes, we have said in our presentation to Parliament when the bill was out for comment to change certain things, because we were thinking that because they said that they're going to change it, and if you have, you only need to pay a TV license if you have a television, but they're going to change that if you have a computer and all of that, that you also need to pay a license. So we commented. And one of the things we did say is that they need to look at their business model and how they do business, become commercially viable. There's a lot of regulations. For example, the SABC has to give certain things for free. People don't pay for it. I mean, change that. Get your advertising revenue up and get funded by the fiscus. They in any case get money from the fiscus. But yes, and then people are going to shout, there's not money left in the fiscus. I think it's time that we need to go look at how money is busy up between the departments, because at the time, we found out how much money political parties receive, not only from national government, but also from provincial government. I mean, use some of that money to go to the SABC and all these struggling SOEs with the proviso that the SABC and so forth needs to become viable businesses. In other words, look how you spend your money. Make sure that it goes in the right direction. Collect the money that is owed to you. Change the environment for you to function, etc., etc. So, yeah, I agree.
What I've noticed is there are certain programs on SABC that have been, where the time slot has been bought by a private company or an entity, and those are actually very, very successful. So what you're saying is absolutely change your business model. Bring in a higher standard. Let people pay for that. Let them worry about their standards so that people watch their program and they can sell advertising revenue.
Exactly. So everybody has got their opinion, and everybody, if you really think about it, wants to think that if they put in charge of the SABC, they're gonna change it. But exactly, I think it is about political interference. The minister should know their place. Let the board and let the executive do what they are supposed to do. Make it easy for them to function in an environment like with advertising. And I think listen to civil society and other people who have been doing this for a long time, because there are good ideas out there.
How much interference is there at the moment? I know we've been through stages that are absolutely horrific, where we've had allegations of tremendous government involvement. What does it look like today?
I do think at some point, the board gave us an indication that they are trying to clean up the SABC. Unfortunately, appointing someone and proving that they were part of a, state capture cabal and all of that, it's not that easy, because if you just think objectively, if you are an employee, you just don't want, because someone is saying they think you are corrupt or they think you're going to be fired. So it is a process to get rid of the, the executives and the managers that were, not doing their job and weren't performance managed before. And that it really looked like that, they're going into the right direction. Unfortunately, I think recently we've heard that, and excuse me, I can't remember the lady's name, but that was also, again, she was put on suspension, and it was this complaint that she let a certain report go out, and there were allegations that she was targeted because she's trying to put the SABC in the right direction. I think it's less than it was, but we need to be vigilant and watch it, because to say that there's no political interference, I think, is dangerous, because we need to watch it. We need to be vigilant, and we need to appoint people on board, and we need to appoint people in executive position that will actually stand up and say, but we're not going to accept it. We're going to run this for who?
Absolutely.
In the best interest of South Africans.
Absolutely. A question from a listener. I remember reading that the SABC proposed a TV license plan for Netflix, DSTV as well. Is that legal?
Well, I'm not even going to answer that, because thank goodness when the amendment bill came out, that was not part of it. It is in their policy document, but it's not law yet. So in a certain way, I want to say that's not legal now. They can't do that now because it's not part of the legislation. If they want to make it part of legislation, I think that there will be there's going to be a little bit of a fight, because, don't always try and fix your problems by making it, for example, the listeners and the watchers of SABC and all other stuff, their problem. Because people chose to not have television, because they chose to rather pay someone like Netflix. What is the problem? It's the problem that the content is not on SABC and all of that because of their money problem. So fix that problem and make it so that people will say, you know what, there's no longer a trust deficit. In other words, I trust the SABC to look after my interests, and I will pay the TV license with a smile. Whether I pay because I am watching Netflix on my laptop or because I have a television. But currently, there's such a deficit in trust that to force people, because they are watching Netflix on a computer, to pay TV license, you're going to have an uproar. So I think it's not an easy answer, because I do think we need to get with the times and we need to evolve, but make it possible for people to buy into your policy. And currently, people aren't buying into it.
Advocate Stephanie Fick, Executive Director of the Accountability Division at the organization Undoing Tax Abuse, out here talking to us about the SABC. Can they blacklist you for outstanding payments on TV licenses?